Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, my name is Mark and I do a podcast. It's called Talking Metal, and that's what you're about to hear. But before we do that, I want to tell you there's a bunch of people who help me do this show every week. They allow me to do this show. They are my patrons on Patreon. And you guys just rock all the time. Steven Saylor, Steve Hoker, Mike Jones, Dan Gerwan, my top tier people. You four guys rock. Thank you for everything you do for the podcast. And some of our other patrons who we also truly value: Metal Dan, Patrick Schwartzman, Brad Dahl, Dale. Brad, I always fuck up your name. Brad Dahl, right? I hope so. Love Brad from Utah. He texts me sometimes. Brad, hope all's well with you. Jerry from Long Island, who hangs at numerous shows with me. Jerry, I missed you at the last Ghost show down in Jersey. Probably a little far for you to go to, but hope to see you soon, man. Emma, down in Australia. Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, who I hung with recently at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in Los Angeles, Hollywood to be exact. Michael Street, who I hung with a number of years back in Nashville. Jason Seth, Fred Roots, Sam Soupy, Jay Vaninsky, who I've also hung with numerous times. Let's see. Jean-Francois Blas, James Bennett, Ron Keel. Excuse me. We know Ron. He's a rock star. I've hung with him, too. Where do we leave off? David Gray, Miles Altwood. Is it Altwood or Atwood? Miles Atwood. I'm sorry, Miles. Richard Langridge, Anthony Mackey, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Jean Bouvoiri, and that's it. Those are our guys. Thank you, guys. You guys rock.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started.
All right, my name is Mark Striegel. Welcome to this edition of Talking Metal. I'd love for you guys to support me on Patreon. You get a free t-shirt. Well, it's not free. If you do a, let me explain it. It's you know, basically, if you do a $5 a month pledge or less, no, that's wrong. A $5 a month pledge or more, you get a free t-shirt. So it's not really free. You know, you're paying for it, but you're supporting me and I want to reciprocate. Is that the word? I don't know. I want to send you a t-shirt basically. So yeah, support me on Patreon, guys. And we have lots of discussion going on there, videos going up. It's a great community and I'd love to have you join us there. And again, that $5 a month donation gets you a Talking Metal t-shirt, and a $2 a month donation or more gets you a free additional podcast. So if Talking Metal is just not enough Mark Striegel for you, then go to Patreon and you will get a bonus podcast every Friday honestly, every Friday. And it's really an exclusive because we don't have a lot of listeners there. You know, under 30 people get that podcast. So I let loose a little bit. I go off a little bit. You know, we have thousands of listeners here. So sometimes I don't want to piss anybody off. But there, it's no holds barred. And I usually have my co-host with me, Victor Ruiz, on the Mark Striegel podcast, which posts every Friday, exclusive for the patrons. Anyways, we are taking a journey back to the 90s today. But before we do that, let's talk about 2019. Two new Ozzy Osbourne songs out. I'm not going to play them on the podcast today because, you know, we'll play them at some point. But I just want to talk about them. I think they're good, man. Listen, I know a lot of us guys are older and it's hard to accept new stuff, even from people we love like Ozzy Osbourne when we get older. And I hear that. But let's listen to it with fresh ears, with open ears, and realize that these are good songs, man. I really think the first two Ozzy Osbourne songs are good. And I'm sitting here with my dog, Ozzy, who is every day, guys. I mean, some of you old timers remember when he was a puppy, I had him on my TV show, the Fuse TV show, Talking Metal on Fuse. Man, here we are 12 years later, and I tell you, every day that he's with us is a blessing, at least somewhat. I mean, the guy's like losing bodily functions, so maybe it's not a blessing because I won't get into the details. But listen, I'm just happy to have him here every day that he's with us because I do feel like he's kind of entering his final days here on Earth. And of course, I have the youngin', Pearl. They're both hanging out here right now. Pearl destroying toys, destroying carpets. Emily just bought a new carpet for the kitchen, immediately destroyed. So there you go. Thank you, Pearl. Dogs are expensive, guys. Not just the cost of the dogs. I know because people are like, well, you can get one for free at the shelter. Yeah, it's not. No, dogs aren't free, guys. If you have no money, don't get a dog. I really probably can't afford two dogs right now because the vet bills, the destruction, the everything else that goes along with it. It is. And we paid for these dogs. I know. Yeah, you should have got them from the shelter. I know. But listen. Honestly, the family's had some bad experience with shelter dogs. I know people have had great experiences with shelter dogs, but we bought these from a breeder. So I would like to get a dog from a shelter sometime. And maybe that'll be my next dog because I like having two dogs. I do. I know they're expensive. I'm making no sense because I just said I can't afford two dogs. But yet I'm already planning my next dog once Ozzy kicks the bucket, which will probably be any day now. Hopefully not. Who knows? He always, every time I think this is it, he like recovers and is with us for another month or two before he gets deathly ill. But yeah, he's just slowing down. So I love Ozzy. If you haven't seen me tell Ozzy Osbourne about my dog Ozzy, there is a clip of that on YouTube. It's kind of a fun, funny watch. But yeah, I'm digging the new Ozzy Osbourne songs. Segue there. Anyways, let's journey back to the 1990s. A weird decade for metal, in my opinion, but not for music. A great decade for music. One of my favorite decades of music. You know, it's the 80s, the 90s, and I don't know, the 70s. I love all three of those decades when it comes to music, and I don't love one more than the other. I thought the 90s gave us some great music. I'm an alternative guy, too. I don't just listen to metal. I like Radiohead. I know, okay, we just lost about 300 subscribers. But no, I do. I listen to other types of music. This show, of course, is dedicated to the louder music that I like, the distorted guitars. You know, metal is a interesting thing. You know, I was listening to some of my old Offspring records recently, and that guitar, that's a metal guitar sound. You know, are there shred solos and stuff? No, but I could play an Offspring song on this podcast and feel like it fits, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to play some other music from the 90s. Offspring was a band that I loved, by the way. Let's go there. Let's kind of go the more alternative side of things, loud alternative. We'll come back with some metal. You know, I like it all. It's loud rock. This is I Want You by Sons of Freedom. Come on, baby. We'll be right back. Want You by Sons of Freedom from 1995 from the excellent album Tex. And that was some, you know, alternative Great White North shit there. The Canadians really always giving us some great rock music. That band should have been bigger. I put them up there with like Paw. I don't know if you remember the grunge band Paw. They should have been enormous, but they weren't. You know, they should have been as big as Stone Temple Pilots. They weren't. You know, but yeah, that band right there, Sons of Freedom, they should have been bigger. Great rock from the 1990s, specifically 1995, that song right there. This is Sponge with Wax Ecstatic. Remember this one? So good. 1996, Sponge right there. Another great alternative loud rock band. And so much great stuff. Let's hit Testament. No denying that Testament is metal. We can't argue that, right? I think that's definitive. This is Testament from the 1990s. Electric Crown. Again, by Testament. We'll be right back. Hoffman from 1992 off the Ritual album, Electric Crown. Good stuff there. We are rocking it. This is obviously a music-based episode. And I saw this band around this time in 1995. Crazy show in Long Island. It was Slaughter, Warrant, and Vince Neil. It was Vince Neil's final show before he rejoined Motley Crue. And he was fat and drunk on stage. This is pre-cell phones capturing everything. And it was an out-of-control show. Pouring champagne all over himself. He had punched out his bassist, Robbie Crane, the night before and was getting Dana Strum to play with him. Who coincidentally, I believe that was the first show Dana Strum ever played with Vince Neil. And Dana Strum from Slaughter has gone on to become, you know, a co-manager of Vince Neil, a tour manager at least, and also Vince's main bass player in his solo band. So, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy show that night in Long Island. You know, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of rock concerts. That one always sticks out to me as just chaotic and off the charts with the just debauchery going on. Hanging out with, I remember I was with Janie Lane on his tour bus, hanging out with him. And here, I was like a 25-year-old kid. I had worked at MTV, and that's why I got kind of the rock star treatment when I was out there. And this was a club in Long Island. I mean, these guys had fallen from grace in a ways, but it was such a fun show, man. And I loved the album that Warrant put out. It was called Ultraphobic. I loved it. And I remember seeing them play some of these songs live. It was a great, great night. And anyways, this is Warrant with the drop D tuning here, guys. You gotta love this. Going back to 1995. What are we gonna hit here? Followed by Warrant. Yeah, let's do this one.
Oh,
followed by Warrant from 1995 off the Ultraphobic album. Good stuff, and an interesting era for Warrant. And I give them props for exploring different musical avenues. Some people said, oh, they sold out, they went somewhere different, they were following the trends. Nah, but they did a good job with it. And speaking of Motley Crue, we mentioned Vince, you know, in the mid-1990s, ended up back in Motley Crue for a reunion. And I remember I saw them on the David Letterman show live. I was in the audience there, and basically they played in the street right outside the Ed Sullivan Theater where David Letterman tapes his show. So we watched the show in the studio. We watched Dave tape his show, and then they opened the doors and all the audience of the show poured out onto the street where Motley Crue played live on TV. And then after David Letterman's show had officially ended, I think they played a song, and then as the credits rolled, they played another song, and then the cameras shut off and Motley Crue continued to play another like four or five songs for us guys standing out there on the street. It was a great night, a great evening. And I can't remember what songs they played. It's very possible they played this one, though. I think they did. This is 90s era Motley Crue. This is Afraid by Motley Crue, and that'll take us out. The 90s. I love the 90s. And, you know, I love Warrant in the 90s. I love in the mid-90s, that is. You know, I love Motley Crue in the mid-90s. And everyone hates Generation Swine. I like that record. And Motley Crue is obviously back, and I've already went off about that on the previous episode of Talking Metal and on Mark in the Minivan and all that, so I'm not going to repeat that right now. But again, Afraid by Motley Crue. All right. Thanks, guys.